You make it to the U.S. Senate. You become our U.S. Senator. You replace Michael Bennett. If you were king for a day, let's use our imaginations, Peg. If you were queen for a day, I should say, and you got to drive the agenda, and you could pass, and everybody would just say whatever Peg wants, we want to do. What would be the top three things that you would have a bill for this, this, and this in the U.S. Senate? You were queen for a day. Everyone's going to agree with you. There's going to be no opposition. You're queen for the day. Mitch McConnell's going to say whatever Peg wants. The president's going to say we're going to sign anything Peg wants. What are maybe the top three things that you're going to get in there?
Well, certainly the very first thing that I would be looking at is figuring out a way to do the thing that Senate is tasked to do, and that is to balance the budget. We've got to go back and figure out those things that we're going to cut out. Some of them look out back possibly to the penny plan on how we would reduce the budget. The second thing is we look back at balancing the budget. We've got to be extremely careful in appointing judges going forward. That is also the responsibility of the U.S. Senator, making sure that we have people that are going to uphold the Constitution, that are not going to have it be something that is flexible or can be modified. It is the Constitution. It has worked for over 200 years, and we've got to go back to having those principles. The third thing is making sure I would love to see the Department of Education go away. I don't like the fact that they have allowed unelected bureaucrats in Washington to determine what our kids are going to learn and be able to do, and have taken education away from the parents, which is where it originally belonged. Those are the three things that would be my top priority.
Okay, and